BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The grouping of the world's richest countries, the G7, has demanded that Saudi Arabia give a full account of how the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered in its consulate in Istanbul, and they have urged it to put in place measures to ensure something like this could never happen again. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
The foreign ministers of Britain, the US, Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan were clear. In a joint statement, they condemned the killing of Mr. Khashoggi in the strongest possible terms. They called for a credible, transparent and prompt investigation and a full account of how the journalist died. They said those responsible must be held to account and Saudi Arabia must put measures in place to ensure something like this could never happen again. But the ministers did not say what action their governments would do once all the facts are known. On that, unity would be probably harder to find.
The BBC has learnt that the second in command of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in the capital Mogadishu. Mahad Moalem, who is on a US sanctions list, was shot dead by gunmen who are also believed to be members of IS. Will Ross has the details.
It's possible that Mahad Moalim was targeted due to a power struggle within the Islamic State group in Somalia. IS's leader in the country, Abdi Kadir Mumin, is reported to be in poor health. The jihadist group has struggled to increase its presence in a region where its arch-rival, the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab, is far more active. IS is thought to have between 400 and 500 fighters in Somalia, most of whom are based in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The militant group, known locally as Daesh, also has a limited presence in Mogadishu.
The European Commission has rejected Italy's budget plans for next year. The Commission described the Italian government's plan to increase spending on welfare, pensions and public investment as a deliberate deviation from the commitments made by Italy in July. The EU Financial Services Chief is Valdis Dombrovskis.
Today, for the first time, the Commission is obliged to request a euro area country to revise its draft budgetary plan. But we see no alternative than to request the Italian authorities to do so. We have adopted an opinion giving Italy a maximum of 3 weeks to provide a revised draft budgetary plan for 2019.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC.